But right now, it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we've got Aaron Hall right here from WCHL to take over for Chatham County Roundup today. How are you?
It is nasty.
It is
out.
Not
it
a
is
good
nasty
day at all.
Out. Man, I'm wearing long johns in this weather. I've been cold. I got this hat on that I had to take off.
See, when I moved down to North Carolina, I moved from New Jersey and I'd grown up in Michigan, so I'd never experienced the South before, and I got down here and everyone said, oh, spring, it's such a wonderful season. And I had no idea what they're talking about, because when you're in Michigan, when you're in New Jersey, this is spring. This is what you expect in April and March and that time of year. So this is making me nostalgic.
Well, you know,
but not in a good way.
You know what would warm me up right about right now? Some nice cider.
Oh.
And speaking of having...
I had a whole bunch of answers in my head, but I assumed this was about to be a segue.
It's not evening with AJ yet, so we'll keep it. Speaking of cider, I have one of my favorite Chatham County people there because they do make a wonderful cider. Ladies and gentlemen, won't you welcome to the Chatham County Roundup, Miss Maureen Ahmad. Maureen,
welcome.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And yeah, we'll get right to it because we were talking about cider, and you are the cider person of Chatham County, Chatham Cider Works. Tell us how you got into cider.
So,
and what is cider?
Okay, let's start with the fundamentals.
Okay.
What is cider? I make hard cider. And hard cider is fermented apples. And what we make is a wine-style hard cider made with juice from North Carolina mountain apples. And it's a sparkling beverage. It's around 10%.
It's strong. It's good and strong, but it's strong.
It's like wine, 10%. But
come
because
on.
It goes down easy.
Yeah. I'm not from Michigan.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, you know, that's what we make, and I do this with my husband, Jim Crawford. I'm the founder and cider maker, and he is the head of operations. He handles the business on a day-to-day basis, and we do a lot of, you know, evenings and weekends together, and we spend some time up in the mountains getting apples. We work with orchardists who are up in the Henderson County area, and we started this as a hobby because we like to drink cider. And about 10 years ago, realized that it was hard to find cider, and it was especially hard to find American cider. And so we started making some batches at home.
How do you start that hobby? Like that seems like a big leap to make right at the very beginning. How does it start for you?
It starts like most things with a Google search.
Okay.
How to make hard cider. And you'd be amazed because there are people in every kind of alcohol sector trying to make things at home. So like there are home brewers and home winemakers, there are home cider makers. And, you know, again, this was about 10 years ago at the time. Much of what I learned was actually from people in England, because England has a very, very long and established cider making tradition. But we were able to find the yeast, and we started to experiment with different kinds of apples, and we fermented things in a closet.
And she corrected me, it's not brewing, you ferment cider,
ferment
it's
it.
Not
okay.
Brewing. And she also let me know that North Carolina's the seventh largest apple-growing state in the country, which I did not know that. Now, you guys wanted to make sure that you're using local products, so that's why your apples come from North Carolina.
Yep.
As you've gotten into the cider process, you've grown it. I've had it's dry, it's unctuous, it's fruity. It goes well with food. I mean, I'm trying to use all my wine terms here. Great mouthfeel.
I was going to say you're going to have to go back and explain
those
what
are
unctuous
good words.
Means.
Uh-huh, I like unctuous. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
has a great mouthfeel. And
all right.
And so where, not only where do we find it, but as you've set the bar as being a female fermenter, it's also set the bar with other women who are forging this Chatham beverage scene. Tell us about them and what their products are.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, our cider is available in a couple of spots. It's around the corner now. It's Southern Season.
So if you're driving on Fordham, you can turn in and go to
right.
Southern Season and get some Chatham cider.
There you go.
And then we're on tap in a couple of places in Chatham County. So, of course, the tasting room at the Beverage District where we're housed has all of our ciders on tap, as well as the Mod and the Roadhouse. And, you know, speaking of the beverage district, I'm there with two other very influential women in the beverage industry in Chatham County. So Becky Starr is the co-founder of the Starlight Meadery.
Mm-hmm. Another very good place
awesome.
To go hang
That's
out,
right.
Yeah.
They just opened a beautiful mead hall. Mm-hmm. And then Rose Dyer, who is the lead distiller at Fair Game Beverage Company.
Nice. Very good pepper vodka, the rum. I mean, really.
That's right.
You can stay right in one little area and have a great time.
I was going to say.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Their apple brandy is fantastic.
Yes, yeah.
It's really good. And then, of course, you know, you've got a lot of other influential women. You've got Vino, which is opened by a woman, so she's sort of a tastemaker for mm-hmm. wine in downtown Pittsboro. We've got female sommeliers at Farrington. And then, of course, all of the people who are sort of in the slow food movement, like the Carol Hewitts and the Tammy Sharns. And so there's a lot of female leadership in the food and beverage industry in Chatham.
And you mentioned the concept of the farm to fork, but this is the tree to bottle.
That's right.
And the importance of growing this on the local scene. Tell us about that and how important it is to have and support these businesses on the local scene.
Yeah, so there's, you know, there are a couple of dimensions with local cider. One is the history of cider. It was made with whatever fruit you had growing in your backyard, essentially. That was it. It was always a farm product. And so that brings the interest. Fruit is always different. Every terroir has different fruit, and so cider becomes very different. You know, just from a Chatham County standpoint, I think we're fortunate to be part of a growing county, and there's a lot of great local food, a lot of great local beverage options around us. And coming out to the beverage district and being able to try, you know, three or four different ciders, trying some mead, trying some distilled beverages, and making a day of it it's a treat.
And you can make that day at the Beverage District. Tell us about the Beverage District, where it is, and what's going on there this spring, summer.
Yeah, so we have a wedding that's coming up.
Everyone's invited.
Congratulations. To whoever it is that's getting married.
Yeah.
So I say that because it's a very cool and undiscovered wedding venue.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, tuck that one away, all you single people. There are a couple of conference type of events that are coming up. There's the Think Again mm-hmm. event that the Abundance Foundation runs. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the tasting room is open every, let's see, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the meadery is open more days than that. So there's almost always a place that you can come and taste. And
where is it located?
It's right off of Highway 64.
By the credit union.
Downtown Pittsburgh.
Awesome.
On Lorax Lane. And there's always a nice representation from Chatham County Roundup people at the
That's
location
right.
just to, you know, I'm more of a quality control type person when it comes to, I like to test the quality of what's going on at the beverage district. So, you didn't bring us any samples, did you?
I didn't, I'm afraid. Next time.
So we're going to have to make the trek to
That's right.
Pittsburgh.
Or have me back.
I'm on the air for two more hours.
That's right.
If someone
that's
wants
right.
to run
Southern
down and
Seasons
run back.
Got some
yeah.
bottles
oh,
out
yeah,
here.
That's right. We just have to run over a few minutes.
And,
yeah.
And I did not know this until we started talking, but you are a UNC alum.
I am.
And
yes.
so is Jim, correct?
Yes. I met Jim, my husband, at UNC. He has a PhD in history, and I am an illustrious alumnus of the journalism program.
We got a lot of your.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Here I am making cider, so.
You know what? You make very good cider, and, you know, I do get to live in Pittsburgh, so I get to try it quite often. And Aaron is on for 2 more hours, but we'd love to have you come back, and I don't know, can the FCC see what we're drinking?
Not. I don't think they have cameras in here.
All right.
I guess there's only one way to find out.
So then that's what we're going to be doing. And we'd love for you to come back. We'd love to have the cider, and we look to be at the Beverage District hanging out at some of the events.
Thank you. Well, it'd be great to see both of you there. I know I've seen you there, but Aaron, you have
absolutely.
Aaron knows how to get a pit.
People who want to find out more about Chatham Cider Works, do you have a website people can look
at? We have a website for Chatham Cider Works, and if you go to the Facebook page for the Beverage District, you can get more information about their hours as well.
Awesome. So the website for Chatham Cider Works is?
www.chapcideworks.com.
And don't forget that www.
The www is very important.
You can tell, we just realized that we're both close to the same age, graduated high school around the same time, so we are the ones who still use www.
I was going to say, there's a certain age cutoff. I think it's the Gen X millennial line where people stop saying that, but it's right there.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that just has, I say W. It just has that on. So you come back and see us?
Absolutely.
And bring cider and some nicer weather?
I promise.
Sounds good. Marina Ma, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
That has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com.